Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Cruchet Easy Forehand Lotion, presents Wednesday with you. Starring Nora Martin, Freddie Martell, Leonard Deuce, his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. Certainly got the old lodge jumping this evening. Nora and I just got back from a swell boat ride, you know.
Gee, Harry, you were out on that lake during that storm?
Sure.
Well, that boat's only got one life preserver. Weren't you frightened?
No, Nora was, but not me.
What?
Bonzel, the old sea dog?
Yeah. Why, shiver my timbers and all hands on the poop deck.
Slow me down and batten the hatch. Me afraid because there was only one life preserver?
Don't be silly.
I only put it on to hold up my pants.
Well, we really had a swell time after the storm died down.
Oh, yeah, Leonard. Nora fixed lunch right on deck. We had some egg sandwiches and some cheese sandwiches. And for dessert, we ate some of Nora's famous donuts. Then we anchored off the island there.
What did you use? Well, Harry, what did you use for an anchor?
One of Nora's famous donuts. It was all right. They laughed before. They knew.
Oh, Harry. Harry, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, Nora. You're singing, remember?
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be blue, could make me be true, could make me be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some noses I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you.
That was beautiful, Freddie. I just love your singing.
Gosh. Thanks, Nora. Coming from you, that really means something to me.
Break it up. Break it up, kid. Break. What's going on here? You act like that honeymoon couple in room 315.
Oh, Harry, they were kissing even while they were registering.
Was it a long, lingering kiss?
Freddie, by the time they unpuckered, they owed 2 weeks' rent. But look, kid. No kidding. Cut out the romancing while Leonard's around. He's getting jealous.
Well, Harry, why doesn't he meet some other girls? There are plenty of them around here. Like the one coming this way now.
What? Oh, hey, that's a good idea. Well, watch the way I handle this, Freddy.
Hello?
Hello. I'm the manager here. I must ask you, are you one of the famous beauties from Earl Carroll's or one of the cover girls from Tunnel?
I'm Myrtle from Brooklyn.
Oh, I You know, I could have sworn you were a glamorous star.
I'm a knight.
A knight?
Certainly. I'm a regular Florence Nightingale.
Well, Miss Nightshirt, I hope you won't feel offended by this, but our orchestra leader is just dying to meet you. He's not too tall, but he's not too short. He's not too thin.
Is he a man?
Yes.
Well, stop beating your gums and leave me to him.
So, well, now, Myrtle, a girl like you must be in great demand.
Oh, it's Myrtle.
It is.
Only last week I met the handsomest soldier, and he says, Myrtle, come up to my apartment and look at my campaign ribbon.
Oh?
Well, I went up there, and what do you think?
Why?
He really had them.
Why, of course, he wasn't the only boyfriend you had, Myrtle.
No, I had 13. But the real pearl in the oyster was a genuine Brooklyn gentleman.
He was?
Yeah, Jake.
What?
Whenever we'd go walking together and come to a mud puddle, he'd throw my coat down so we could walk across.
Well, that was terrible.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that so much. But after a while, I got kind of messy. The last two times, he forgot to take me out of the coat.
Well, look, Myrtle, you can forget about him. If you'll just stick around, and as soon as Leonard Seuss is through leading the orchestra for Nora Martin's song, I'm going to introduce you to a real gentleman.
Question and answer by two lovers heard, letting the whole world go by. Scarcely a whisper and hardly a word, maybe no more than a sigh. Question and answer, both old as the sea, yet two fond hearts ever knew. For the sweetest of questions is, do you love me? And the sweetest of answers, I do. Will you be mine? Question and answer in one word, give. My darling, will you be mine?
Oh, I don't know. Why?
I lose too many the other way.
Well, listen, don't worry about that, Myrtle. I'll tell him you're a glamorous actress and you take it up from there. Here he is. Leonard.
Yes, Harry?
Leonard, we have a distinguished guest with us today. This is Myrtle, one of Hollywood's brightest stars.
Honest?
Yeah.
Gee, have you been in many pictures?
I'm a regular ingrate Bergman. I worked in the Enchanted Cottage, you know. The first day at the studio, I did a scene where I was looking down the wishing well.
Yes?
I still think somebody pushed me.
Maybe it was Ingrid Bergman. She's jealous, you know.
Oh, you're a regular Doug Allen head. I could kiss you for that.
You could kiss him? Well, he only comes up to your lower lip.
Well, that's all right. If he only comes up often enough.
No.
Gosh. All my life, I've dreamed of having a romance with a glamour girl. Myrtle, say the word that will make me the happiest man in the world.
No.
That's it.
Oh, no. Now, listen, you two. You're made for each other. Now, stop playing hard to get here.
He's so right, my little lovebird. We're meant for each other. Nothing can stop me. I'm going to kiss you till the cows come home.
Moo!
Now that did it.
Moo!
All right, Leonard.
Moo!
All right, all right. Listen, you got your laugh. Now don't milk it.
Romance me, handsome. Romance me.
Dearest, you're the fairest flower in nature's garden. I need you. I need you. I need your charm. I need your beauty.
You need glasses.
Oh, Myrtle, this madness must stop.
Say it ain't not so. Say it ain't not so.
Myrtle, that changes everything. You sing. You sing.
Oh, now you can talk plainer than that.
Certainly I sing. Only yesterday I was on a troop ship, and I sang for 200 soldiers.
Well.
There I was, high above the ocean singing. Bell-bottom trousers, coat in navy blue.
Yes?
I still think somebody pushed me.
Yuzzle, have to pardon me, Moidle. I've got an appointment with the orchestra to rehearse. Yuzzle.
Yuzzle? Moidle.
I see stars. Continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away.
Card for you, Nora.
Thank you.
A bill for you, Freddy.
Same as you.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's a letter from Eddie Cantor.
Oh, read it.
Come on, Harry.
Okay, okay. All right, here it is. It says, Dear Harry, well, you and the gang are certainly doing it without me, aren't you? I'm very proud of the performance you, Nora, Leonard, and Freddy are giving. Especially proud after hearing what a lift the heroes around the Purple Heart Circuit are getting from your shows. Last week, I sat around listening to the program with some of our returned veterans, and you'd have been mighty pleased to hear their reactions. Of course, when it comes to performances, kids, those are the lads you've got to hand it to. I've never seen such bravery and fortitude in the face of adversity in my life. Theirs is the kind of courage beyond comprehension. For them, the high-tension thrill and excitement of actual battle is over. And with pain-racked bodies, they lie there in those hospital wards, grinning at you and daring you to pity them. They want no pity, and they aren't bitter. They know what they fought for, and they wear their wounds with dignity, firm in the conviction that the blood they spilled for liberty played a part in the victory that will one day be ours. For some of these men, the war will never be over. For their buddies over there, it will be over only when it... And for us over here, it must not be over until we've brought them all safely back. For remember this, every job done too casually on the home front means too many casualties on the battlefront. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll all be in there pitching with a special show dedicated to the Air Corps next Wednesday. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays with you possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truchet. This is Harry Von Zell reminding you, we'd love to spend each Wednesday with you. Oh, say, here's something really worthwhile remembering, friends. If your back aches and your muscles are sore from too much exercise, remember Minute Rub. For Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief from those tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly, and in a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so Minute Rub will not harm clothes or linen. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by physical overexertion, get quick relief the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.